Okay.
Sorry. Good evening. Hello, Oxford Geek Nights. My name's Steve English. I'm an ex-student of Southampton University, now an engineer, electronics guy, working up in Summertown. And I'd like to grab a few moments of your time tonight to talk about something that's been a huge part of my life for the past 6 years. And I'm bringing it to Oxford, and I want all of you guys to get involved. I'm here to talk about student robotics. What we do is we get students to build robots. When I say students, I mean 17 and 18-year-olds. That's sort of sixth form or college age. The reason we're doing this is that some mates of mine, not me, I'm afraid, I'm incredibly jealous. Some mates of mine went to a competition in the States called FIRST. FIRST is huge. 2,000 teams, 20 people per team. In the final, they go to a stadium the size of Wembley. Black Eyed Peas perform at the final. They build robots the size of me. And for all of that, it's too American and it's quite dull because the robots are basically remote control. We want to do something a bit smaller, a bit cheaper, a bit British and much, much cleverer. Our robots are fully autonomous. The teams are normally five or six, that's a big team. They build these robots from scratch. They do all the mechanical design, they build the chassis, and then the things drive around with university student designed electronics powering them. So we give them the electronics, but it's the school students themselves who have to put the algo in. They code in Python. There's webcams involved. Webcams can see these tokens, and they are trying in this game to eat as many of the tokens up as they can. This is actually the final from Student Robotics 2012, which was held in April. This is Oxford Geek Night, so obviously you want to hear about the tech. There's a Beagle board in there. There's Linux in there. The Vision software is written by University of Southampton students. It's sort of better than AR Toolkit. We call it LibCokey. It's now open source. And the game here is to pick these guys up and, if possible, if at all possible, get them into the buckets. You can see buckets around the outside of the arena. The teams program in Python, they actually do that in a web IDE thing, and there's lots of web IDEs now, but I swear we were the first to generate one. They program in a web IDE, they hit export, a zip file comes out, they shove it on a stick, shove the stick in their robot, and it is so much fun debugging your code whilst chasing it around a room. I absolutely swear. This year's competition, we had 20 teams. We had teams from all over the UK, from up north, down south, quite a lot from Bristol, one from Cambridge, Norfolk. We also had Grenoble and Munich come along. Fantastic competition, 2 days. Everyone had an amazing time. The winners for the fifth time, Peter Simmons College, Winchester, which is Marvin. Marvin won this round. This bot here is my favorite. This was from Cambridge. I don't think it had a name. That's the Hills Road robot. It was smart. It was clever. It picks the tokens up onto its little shelf, and then in a moment or so, you'll see it start to drive back towards the side to try and dump the tokens into its bucket to get double points. And oh, it almost worked. It worked in the semi, but in the final it just misjudged the and they went in the hole and the whole room cried for them. Marvin, of course, Marvin the monster, drove around, nom 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 nom, just pick them up, nom nom, don't do anything clever, nom nom nom. Anyway, so that's Student Robotics so far, 6 years in, going really, really strong. What's happening next year? Next year, 36 teams. We're going for an exponential increase, and we plan to hit the NEC in about 2018. Next year, 36 teams, including several from Oxford. If you know technology, if you know coding, if you're good at actually talking to slightly smaller people, I want to talk to you because we are going to have three teams of like 6 to 10 students per team. That's a lot of people for me to talk to. Frankly, talking to me gets boring after a while. And so I'm looking for help to lead these guys to victory and to have Oxford bring back the trophy from Student Robotics 2013. If you're interested, grab me. I'll be around. I'll be tall. I'll be trying to catch your eye. And the competition is absolutely so... Oh, it just missed. Damn. The competition is absolutely so much fun for everyone involved. Oh. The plastic bag was added for the final because this thing was so good. It was picking up so many tokens, it couldn't hold them on board. That was the final. Well, thank you for your attention. Thank you very much. I've got 20 seconds left. My day job is Navitas. God, we need a sysadmin. Please, we're trying to save the world. Hey, watch it. We're going to save the world with maths, and we need computers to make that happen. So talk to me if you're a sysadmin. Talk to me if you're C++ coder. But if you want to talk to kids, go to our website, email me at Student Robotics, or grab me at the bar. Thank you very much.